Blog Talk Radio.
They say the revolution won't be televised. I guess that's why the world turn and pause and moan when Tupac and Malcolm die. All my bloods and thugs and Harlem Nights. Keep reading, keep writing, keep fighting for our queens. Fools, pawns, trading kings, lie for temporary cars and charms. I'm the son of Nat Turner, the godson of Nikki Giovanni, nephew of Asada Shakur, second son of Afeni Shakur. So you know the pride of the Panthers in me. Marcus Garvey's red, black, and green is in me. Fools getting shot down, locked up for material living. This is all genocide. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right. Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America
right.
at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms, comrade in battle. This is Sean Kwali. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hells and the smells of North America. As always, I count this a privilege. I count this a joy. I count this an esteemed honor to be able to talk to you, my brothers, my sisters, and even some others from this platform that we call Black Power Radio, the official broadcast of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. As always, we open up our shows giving thanks to the Black God, the African God of our forefathers and foremothers that answers to many different names. Some call that God Okulukulu. Some call that God Yemenya. Some call that God Obatula. Some call that God Oshun or Ogun. Some call that God Asa, and the feminine is Aset. Some call that God Lord God Almighty. Some call that God Jehovah or Jehovah Sikanu, Jehovah Nisi or Jehovah Raka. Some say Allah or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others say Allah who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. Some just stick one finger up in the air and point up in reference to God Almighty. But whatever language that you use, whatever tongue that you speak, we bear witness tonight on Black Power Radio that regardless to land, label, or language, there is but one God. Regardless to land, label, or language, there is but one God. We give thanks to that God for his many blessings, and the many blessings, the Elohim, for their many blessings. and for giving us another chance at life, to see another Monday night, and to be here with you, to struggle, walk in the path of our ancestors who came before us, who were leaders, who were teachers, who were guides, who were heroes, who were sheroes, and who are the mothers and fathers of civilization. Talking about the original man and the original woman. We're thankful for those who gave real government to the world, who gave real science and scientists to the world, those who put into the world chemistry, biology, those who dealt with mathematics or higher learning and supreme mathematics. We're thankful for our real black educators, our real medical professionals, like the father of medicine, Imhotep, the great architect, the great builder, that father of medicine. We're thankful for all of our ancestors, talking about black people, who have laid the foundation for us to be the great people that we are. And I know that we look and see our condition and wonder, how can Sean Kwali say that we are a great people and, in fact, the greatest people that have ever lived? It is because when you look at our history, we are a people who are the builders of the pyramids. We are a people who are the builders of the universities. We are a people who have civilized the planet. But here in the hills of North America, and really all over the world, we have been robbed of our names, our language, our culture, our folkways, our forays, and our norms, and robbed of the power of our own being. And so we were taken on a westerly course in 1555 by a real pirate, a real criminal, a real ruffian by the name of Sir John Hawkins, who came on slave ships, came with slave ships. One slave ship he named Jesus of Lubeck, J-E-S-U-S, of Lubeck, came with the skull and the crossbones as a flag, and then put that flag down and put up our universal flag and put up our African flags and pretended to be a friend to African people, got amongst our people, and began to talk about doing trading with our people, talk about currency and gold with our people. And just as it is today, you have those who were greedy and could not recognize or did not take the advantage of the gold that was under their feet. They wanted the gold or even the silver from the white man's plate. And so the white man used some of our own even to put us into a servitude condition and a slave condition and put us in the holds of ships. And so we were brought here 9,000 miles away from home, taken into the Caribbean, the Caribbean, broken and stripped of everything that we had originally that made us that proud and bold and beautiful people. And we were made, after 64 years, into a slave, brought here into Jamestown, Virginia, and put on the auction block, and put into the plantations, put into the cotton fields of Georgia, sent down to Alabama, sent to Louisiana and other areas, and we were made to build up this country, this society. Whips lashed on us, the cat of nine tails whipped us as the cracker man lashed our backs, beat us brutally, forbid us from speaking our mother tongues, forbid us from praying in our original language, forbid us from worshiping our original deities. And they gave us a whitewashed deity, a Roman Catholic deity. They gave us English names or European names. And as you saw in the movie Roots, you no longer were able to say that your name was Kunta Kinte, or your name was Ya Asantewaa, but you were made to say your name is Toby, or that your name is, I guess, Tobes. And so we were robbed of everything and put in a servitude condition. And so coming all the way from my ancestors and coming from God himself, there have always been those who, when our people are put in the worst conditions and our people need heroes and sheroes who will stand up against brute beast and brute brutality and murder, that there are heroes and warriors that will challenge this enemy from pillar to post, point A to point B. And I have to say that all along the journey of us being made into slaves and being forced to do things which were against our will, our women raped by the white man against her will, chased down in the fields and raped, and mulatto babies were made against her will. In all of these situations, there were always men and women who did not pray that the enemy would live to see another day. There were those who did not hope that they could just go along to get along. There were those who did not wait till the enemy went to sleep and they would try to make some kind of maneuver or escape. There were those of us on the slave ship, those of us in the cotton fields, those of us in the tobacco fields that would plot and plan on the oppressor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and organize in a way to liberate the entire colony, the entire plantation, and burn down the slave master's house. Well, these are the kind of men and women who have come up in the hells and smells of North America, and they have been guiding lights and lampposts for us here in the hells of North America and in the darkness. I'm talking about men like the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, who taught you and taught me that Africa is for the African. I'm talking about men like the Honorable Prophet Noble Drew Ali and the Morris Science Temple of America, who came telling you and telling me that we were the Asiatic people, or the original people, and that we were the righteous, and that we were the original possessors of the land and had to reclaim our nationality. I'm talking about people, and I'm saying men and women, because women supported every movement that I'm talking about. Talking about figureheads and leaders like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who raised up the Nation of Islam in the West and taught us that we were the original people, the makers, the owners, the cream of the planet Earth, fathers and mother of the universe, God of the universe, a goddess of the universe, who told you and taught us that the white man is the colored man, or Caucasian white man, or Yaqub's grafted devil, the skunk of the planet Earth. That's what Elijah taught and instilled it into the people and helped us and pushed us to become a nation of our own, as did the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey and did Prophet Noble Drew Ali. I'm talking about that great firebrand and prophet of black nationalism. I'm talking about Minister Malcolm X, El Hajj Malik Shabazz, Brother Omowale. I'm talking about that black man who came amongst us and told us that we did not get free by lying in. We didn't get free by picketing. He said others got free, like in Ghana and other areas, with nationalism, with black nationalism. I'm talking about brothers and sisters who continued on in that tradition and called themselves, after the Lowndes County Freedom Organization, Black Panther Party, under the great leadership of another hero, the Honorable Kwame Ture. I'm talking about men like Minister and Dr. Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale. I'm talking about little Bobby Hutton, the Forte brothers, Kathleen Cleaver. I'm talking about those like a Fannie Shakur, those like a Queen Warrior Asada Shakur, talking about those like Angela Davis, who called themselves the Black Panther Party at one time for self-defense, later dropping the self-defense and just calling themselves the Black Panther Party. I'm talking about those like the BLA, Black Liberation Army, the RNA, Republic of New Africa, so many that we can name who have come amongst us in North America and kept the fire burning for black power, black nationalism, pan-Africanism, for a nation of our own, for laws of our own, schools of our own, economics controlled by us, agriculture and land development moved and controlled by black people as we had it before. But all this movement and rise that went on in North America, of course, it could not go undisturbed by our enemy or by our oppressor. And as they always have, they seek a way to offset the movements of black people. And so all of the leaders that come up, all of the leadership that comes up, they either jail that leadership, they frame that leadership, or they assassinate, outright kill that leadership. And so J. Edgar Hoover devised the program called the Counterintelligence Program. Study that word, Counterintelligence Program, of the United States government, with the movement of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI. And they used illegal wiretaps. They used coercion. They used frame-ups, set-ups. They even used assassinations to extinguish the figureheads, the black leaders who were moving our people in a positive direction and keeping us away from the frame-ups and the snares of our enemies. And then, on top of that, they maneuvered later down the pipeline to introduce drugs and biological and chemical warfare in the black community targeted at black people. And so this was in direct correlation in stopping the rise of a black messiah and further stopping the rise of a black power movement to stop black nationalism. J. Edgar Hoover said, from getting into the minds and hearts of the youth and from allowing them to organize amongst themselves and to unite with those who they considered enemies, that they would rise up and organize to do something for themselves and get out of the clutch of our 400 to 500-year-old oppressor and enemy. And so it's the same today that we've had those who have tried to rise up and be the leaders that they need to be. But the community has been so decimated by open warfare, biological and chemical warfare, that it's hard to deliver the message like it needs to be delivered today. And so we have to continue the message that our ancestors gave and that God himself gave and that those before us gave. And so we're thankful for the likes of the new Black Panther Party, who after the destruction of the Black Panther Party of the 1960s and 70s formation and that Black Power era and movement of the 60s and 70s, as it was neutralized by counterintelligence and neutralized by crack cocaine and biological and chemical warfare, there was a new thing or a new Black Panther Party that was able to revisit the history of the past and study the histories of the past that we, as our generals say, are not history repeaters, but were history beaters. And so this new Black Panther Party comes up in North America, 1989, the same year that Minister Huey P. Newton was killed. The spirit of the Panther still moved amongst the people, as you had the Black Panther Militia coming up out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You had movement in Indianapolis, Indiana, and you had the new Black Panther Party that began in Dallas, Texas. And from Dallas, Texas, underneath a man named Aaron Michaels and some others, ultimately by 1998, there was a bold, bald-headed black man who called himself 100% black man, who told us that his purpose on the planet was not to be a great singer, not to be a great dancer, not to cut a jig or to scratch where he didn't itch or to entertain people. He said his purpose on the planet, the reasoning why the ancestors, God Almighty, put this black man on the scene, he say, was to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave. You ask him why, he said, because the white man collectively has given our people hell from the time that we have been here in the hells of North America and really all over the world, since the white man has been on the planet for the last 6,000 years. There have been no darker people who have been able to get along with the Caucasian in peace. Wherever you find the black-white dynamic, you find those who are struggling and fighting for domination, as the law says that two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. The white man and the black man have been fighting, and the white woman and the black woman have been fighting for the last 6,000 years for domination on the planet. And remember, I told you, you are the mother and father of civilization. And so as the mother and the father, you are fighting for that which is yours. And so the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad came saying that his purpose was to be a vanguard warrior. His purpose was to take the front line and, as he say, hold the line against our 500-year-old enemy, being unflinching, being unrelenting, being unyielding, having a bold stance to re-champion the cause of black nationalism, Pan-Africanism, and revolutionary theory in North America. It was the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad that made us put our fist back up in the air, black up in the air, and say black power again. Many of you, no disrespect, you would stop saying black power. We had started saying just greetings of peace, Assalamu alaikum, Hotep, Shalom, and so forth and so on, which are all good greetings. But we had stopped championing the cause of black power because black power had been quenched out since the 70s through counterintelligence. And many of those who used to say black power and peace had stopped saying black power in North America. And we became multicultural. We became a rainbow coalition. We became, quote-unquote, universal or humanistic in scope, where we didn't want to focus on the solid condition of black people who are in the worst condition of any people on the planet. We became so broad that we forgot our own people. So the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad made us put our fists back in the air, get focused back on a black nationalist platform, a Pan-Africanist platform and ideology, and now he breathed that into the new Black Panther Party. Ultimately, we lost the Black Power General in 2001, but he was prepared, and he prepared a brother, a black man, as all great leaders prepare warriors to take their place, as it is said that if I fall in battle, don't cry, don't fret, just pick up my sword and hold the position and keep swinging and keep defending. There was a black man who was made in his mother's womb and made from his father's essence to connect to the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. He was made to support the work of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. He was made to be a champion and defender of the mission of the liberation and salvation of the black nation. Tested and tried, he was to be one who would not yield like his mentor, one who would not bend like his mentor, but he had something that even his mentor did not have. He has a law degree. He has a legal expertise, which enables him to see some of the legal snares and the legal traps that many of our predecessors and forefathers and foremothers got caught up in as they trumped up a charge, for example, on the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey of mail fraud and shipped him off, and he died off in another land. This is a lawyer we're talking about now, who you can't play politics with because he has a political science degree, majored in political science. He knows about the two-party system, the Democratic and Republican deception. He knows about Pan-Africanism, as he is a minister of Pan-Africanism and black nationalism. He is one who believes that until black people are free, there's nobody on the planet that's free. And so his mind, his heart, his body, his rhythm, his soul, all of that beats and yearns to see black people free on a daily and consistent basis. I'm telling you, that's all this brother thinks about. All this black man works for is the liberation of our people, mentally, spiritually, morally, economically, and soundly. I'm talking about a brother who was named the Lawyer of the Year or Young Lawyer of the Year by the National Bar Association, which is a heck of an accreditation. And he's also the founder of not only Unity Nation from his days at Howard University, but he is the founder of Black Lawyers for Justice. For those of you who know men and women who are behind bars, and you know that this legal system, what we call the criminal justice system or just us system, if you know they framed up your family, you know they framed up your brother, your kin, your friends, whoever, and you know it's corrupt, then you need those who can go behind the bench, those who can go through the halls of Congress, those who can walk places where others can't go without fear because he knows what they know. I'm talking about a black man who we call the attorney at war. And hear that brilliantly as I prepare to bring him on, the attorney at war. Many of you may realize that there is a war going on, but you are not necessarily at war. You are most definitely, and most of the black nation is most definitely in a war, but you're not at war. This black man is at war for the minds and hearts of our people, and he will not rest until we are awakened to a knowledge of ourselves and we know that we are the original people, the mothers and fathers of this planet, and we take our rightful place in the sun. Until we are united as a nation and we stop bending over and giving evil an opening for the white man, he will not rest until we stand up and reclaim our divine destiny, which is to be the head of society. Black man and black woman, you are to be the rulers in this nation and elsewhere. He's going to explain it to you, but we are to rule. I'm talking about our national chairman and that five-star general who has earned his rank and is earning his rank and deserves our respect and support. I'm talking about Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. I'm your host, Brother Sean Saddam Kweli, and I'm thankful that you're able to join us. You got to tell a neighbor and tell a friend as we prepare to hear from our brother about the recent happenings with Sister Asada Shakur, the Queen Warrior, Asada Shakur, and he's going to talk about the FBI plots against black nationalism, Asada Shakur, and FBI plots against black nationalism. And it's so timely because many of you, many of us, many organizations, many leaders are afraid to speak directly to the FBI, speak directly to the CIA, speak directly to the Obama administration, speak directly to those in power and those in high places who you may not see. But this is a black man that is unafraid. He's unafraid. He's unyielding. And he will not bow down to your oppressor. And when you see a black man like that, you must give him your support. You must stand behind a black man, and not only a black man, but a movement championed by that black man that tells you what to do when the FBI come knocking on your door, what to do when they quarantine you and lock you down like they did there in Boston and other areas, what to do when you're stopped by the police and you know you've been pulled over unjustly, but you know that you're driving while black, or DWB. What to do in these situations, because it will save your life. And the information that we're going to relay to you tonight, I guarantee you, it will save your life and my life in these situations that we're facing. This is not a regular radio broadcast where we'll be talking about who we're sponsored by Budweiser, sponsored by Bud Light, and sponsored by Coors, and sponsored by all this. No. This is a revolutionary broadcast that is designed to wake up your mind, make you and us wake up and smell the black coffee. No sugar, no cream, straight no chaser. The strongest coffee out there is what you must drink tonight so that you can become yourself and get up and do something for yourself while you're alive. Don't wait to go up in the sky somewhere and enjoy heaven somewhere, because wherever's up there, if it's up there, it is predicated by what we do on the ground. And we bear witness right now that most of us, mentally, morally, and spiritually, are living in hell on top of the ground. And so if there is something under the ground, and there's devils under the ground, as many of our people have been taught, I guarantee you that that hell is an empty place, because the devils are on top of the ground. And they're causing hell and causing havoc all throughout our lives and all throughout our minds. And so now the gods, as it talks about in the book of Psalms, the children of God and the gods, we must take our place now. And we must begin to stand up and challenge the evil that's on this planet, the evil that's in our neighborhoods, the evil that's in our homes. We must now challenge that. How do we challenge it? We challenge it with Pan-Africanism and being a united force. You must now begin to look for ways to love your brother and your sister to life instead of loving them or hating them to death. We must now look for ways to begin to pick our people up first, starting with ourselves, pulling our pants up, respecting our women, protecting our elders, taking charge of our neighborhoods, our community, taking charge of our children, taking charge of children's children, being the shepherds or the lords, the landlords that we were originally and what we're supposed to be today. We must now begin to take charge. It can't be rhetoric, and the Black Power movement cannot be a rhetoric movement. It must be a actionary movement. It must be a movement about some real change, not that fake stuff. I'm sorry to hurt your feelings as we prepare to bring our chairman on. Not that fake stuff Obama talking about. Not that fake change that you're supposed to be able to believe in. That real change where you see it concrete in your face, in your everyday life. Black people can do that. And the new Black Panther Party has the program to deliver that. How do I know? Because we've done it before, and we're doing it in areas. Wherever there is a strong new Black Panther Party chapter of movement or circumstance, you have a strong, viable, active black community that is defending itself, protecting itself, and providing for itself. I'm going to say it again. Wherever the new Black Panther Party is strong, you have a viable community. You have brotherhood that's loving each other, sisterhood that's loving each other. You have economics that is going on. You have men and women that are protecting the elders, protecting the children, protecting the babies, and defending against injustice. What do you think it is that made a man like Huey P. Newton stand up against the police in Oakland, California with legal shotguns and cock and load his shotgun when the police cocked and loaded theirs? It is because he was astute and studious. and we are the same today. And the new Black Panther Party, astute and studious over the needs and wants of our community. What we're asking for is your support by every means and by every angle. Paul Robeson told us that the battlefield is everywhere. The battlefield is everywhere, and there is no hiding place. And so whether you're in California, or if you're in Texas, or if you're in Nevada, or if you're in Michigan, or if you're in Florida, or if you're in Ohio, if you're in New York, or if you're in Rhode Island, or if you're in Philly, wherever you are in the world, we have been bit by the same rabid dog. We're in the same condition. You might have a different accent. You might carry a different last slave name or have a different African name or righteous name. But wherever you are in North America, you are in the same condition as your brother is or your sister is in the North, in the South, in the East, and the West. We face the same condition, and ultimately, as a people, I'm speaking, we face even annihilation. Because again, two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. And you have those as we are fighting for black power, and we're fighting for black economics, and we're fighting for our own freedom, and we're fighting to stop being used by white supremacist capitalism, and we're fighting to stop being used by neocolonialism, and we're fighting for an end to black-on-black violence, and we're fighting for an end to police harassment and brutality and murder of black people, and we're fighting for a proper education that will expose the nature of this devilish and decadent American society. There are those who are working 24 hours a day and 7 days a week to keep us enslaved, to keep us from working for ourselves, to keep us deceived by white power in blackface, to keep us under racist ties, to keep you, sister, in a sexist tie, to fight you with Zionism, to fight you with drug trafficking and biological and chemical warfare targeted at our people, to fight you with military service and put you on the front line and make you be the cannon fodder or the front line casualties of war, as in a Crispus Attucks, to keep us fighting amongst ourselves with black-on-black violence, to make us be the snitches and the rats to the police department so that they can keep shuffling our brothers and sisters behind these bars and make them workers and free labor for Walmart and Target and other corporations. There are those in the government and other areas that want to keep our people behind bars in the international, the military, the federal, the state, the county, the city jails, and prisons. There are those who don't want to give you a real education, who don't want to build a real curriculum, but they want to keep the real knowledge of this society hidden. They want you to believe that you have a real future in an American dream that Minister Malcolm X taught us 40 years ago was an American nightmare for the black man and black woman. There are those that are here, and I know some of us can't believe that. We cannot believe that a people can be so wicked and so evil and so deceitful that they would want that for you and for your babies and for your future. But you better look at history. As we're taught from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he said, history best rewards the student's research. So if you look in the history books, history tells you that for every champion has had an opponent. Every champion has had an opposer. And so you, black man and black woman, you have an opposer live in the flesh, not under the ground, not with pantyhose and a pitchfork, with red stockings or pink stockings on and horns that's going to stick you and jug you on an eternal barbecue pit. You have a real opposer that was made from the lowest nature of the black man to cause blood, to shed blood, to cause mischief on the land and to make trouble. He was pulled out of you or grafted out of you, removed from you and placed in physical manifest form. And she was placed in physical and manifest form and made to give you hell from the cradle to the grave. But we're thankful for our warriors that are here now. And we're thankful for a champion like our attorney at war, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who I believe is on with us now. And so let me yield it now and tell you to turn your attention to our attorney at war and general at arms. This is Dr. and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black power, sir.
All right, black power. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm driving, so I don't always have the greatest sound, but I'm hoping my sound, just turn my sound up as loud as you can, and let's get into it. I got to give honor to God and bear witness that regardless to land, label, or language, that there is but one God. Thank God for all the prophets of Scripture, and thank God for the laws of Mayat and the values that we hold. And I thank God for giving us every freedom fighter that has ever come amongst us in the hills of North America or in the Caribbean or in Africa or anywhere in the diaspora. And so to those who are listening, I say, Assalamu alaikum, Black Power, Hotep, Izwaledu, Pomberi Nachimaranga, and again, power to the people. And let's get down to business tonight. I'm going to open up the phone lines quickly because we need to have a talk. I'm not going to give a speech or any of that. I'm going to give a talk to our people and particularly to the new Black Panther Party and those who are in the Black Panther movement and in the Black Nationalist movement. And we're going to talk tonight about, again, the subject I was on last week. And I must readdress, well, 2 weeks ago, and I must readdress this week under the light of new circumstances. I had not planned to come back on the radio for a while because I have administrative work to do, but I'm compelled to come on the radio to talk about the FBI and the $2 million bounty that has been placed on the head of our sister Asada Shakur, and the labeling of her as a terrorist. And we have to talk about that tonight. Is Asada Shakur, Joanne Chesimar, who supposedly convicted for a shootout on the New Jersey Turnpike in 1973, where a member, and allegedly she's a member of the Black Liberation Army, and Zaid was killed, Zaid Shakur killed in the shootout, cops killed, is she a terrorist? And I'm going to get cut to the chase right quick, man, before we get started. She is not a terrorist. And the real terrorist is the FBI. And the real terrorist is the United States government of America and Israel, and the white man is the devil. Now, let's get going tonight, so we can have the proper rules laid down and the proper context for this discussion. This is a devil you're dealing with. The FBI, who is on the phone line, is our enemy, and nobody on this phone line should ever talk to the FBI about nothing. Just like Jeezy said, you don't owe the cracker nothing, nothing, nothing. You don't owe the cracker nothing. Don't talk to him about nothing. Since he wants to come in and label our freedom fighters, our revolutionaries, as terrorists, people that have fought this racist government who has dogged the hell out of us, beat the hell out of us, police brutalized the hell out of us, and out of our movement, you're going to take our greats, our champions, and you label them as terrorists? No, you the terrorist, cracker, who are listening on this phone line. And your mama's a terrorist. And your mama's mama's a terrorist. George Washington was a terrorist. Thomas Jefferson is a terrorist. Ben Franklin was a terrorist. Oh, no good Indian killing Andrew Jackson was a terrorist. Abraham Lincoln was a terrorist. Goddamn McKinley was a terrorist. Grant was a terrorist. Teddy Roosevelt was a terrorist. Franklin Roosevelt was a terrorist. Woodrow Wilson was a terrorist. John F. Kennedy was a terrorist. Lyndon Baines Johnson was a terrorist. Harry Truman was a terrorist. Old Tricky Richard Tricky Dick Nixon was a terrorist. The white man has been terrorizing the planet and killing the darker peoples for the last 6,000 years. Now, who is the real goddamn terrorist? That's what we're going to have to get a wake-up call. There's a new Malik Zulu Shabazz on the line tonight. I'm pissed off, and I'm not holding back. The FBI is our enemy. Nobody talk to the FBI. I don't care what they're asking about. They don't deserve our cooperation. No good bastards. Now, let's open up the phone lines. If we're not talking about this subject, I don't want to talk about nothing else tonight. But Assata Shakur, the FBI, avoiding the trips and tricks and traps of the enemy, trying to relabel the Black Liberation Movement of the 1960s a terrorist movement. And that's a shame on this administration. A shame on this administration that would allow the FBI, knowing what Mr. Obama knows, he knows good and well about the history of our struggle, why the Black Panther Party came into existence, why the Black Liberation Army came into existence, why the Nation of Islam came into existence, why the Republic of New Africa came into existence, why Black nationalism come into existence. It comes into existence as an equal and opposite response to white oppression, white killing, and white racism, and white murder and destruction of Black people. Now, these people got a lot of nerve labeling our people as terrorists and trying to ease up on, link the dots to making the new Black Panther Party a so-called terrorist organization. If you can go back goddamn 37-some-odd years, people shooting the police all the damn time, all over America. They ain't charged as terrorists. The little white boy, this devil that went up in the theater up in Colorado and shot everybody up. Why wasn't he labeled a terrorist? Why wasn't the devil that went in the school that shot up all the babies in Newtown, Massachusetts? Why wasn't he labeled a terrorist? Only if you're part of an organization or you're a Muslim or you're a Black or brown person can you be labeled a terrorist. And this white man has a lot of nerve. And so we don't open up the phone lines tonight. We got Black and white listening tonight. God and the devil. Our people and our enemy on the phone line. And so we're going to talk about this FBI, Assata Shakur, how to avoid the tracks and tricks and traps of the enemy, but you got to really know who the enemy really is. All right, so let me, give me a second. Let's open up the phone lines. Let me pull my vehicle over, and let's get into it. Go ahead and take me to the phone line, sir.
Okay, sir. And brothers and sisters, we are ready right now to receive your calls. Don't hesitate at all to get involved in this discussion as it is timely to us all. They're labeling the Black Power Movement a terrorist movement. Let's take the first call here at area code 215-982. 215-982 is the first three of your area code. Your question, your comment for Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the National Chairman, Black Power.
Oh, not right now, comrade. I'm in the store, sir, and keep up the good work.
Okay, well, when you get out of the store, you give us your comment. We'll come back to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Next caller here, area code 504-432. Area code is 504, first three is 432. You're on live with Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Your question, your comment, Black Power.
Oh, Black Power, Soul Power, my brother.
Power, Black Power, Soul Power. Right
here,
sir.
Come on, you got a question? Come on, guy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to ask you, how can you tell when it's an infiltrator inside the movement?
There's several ways. One, I would say the infiltrator is often a provocateur. He's often one that comes in and is either, his mission is to undermine the existing leadership. Number one, the FBI objectives in any organization is to create dissension and distrust amongst the leadership. And so there are some people that make legitimate complaints, but there are some people that are complaining and doing it just to cause dissension in groups and cause fighting amongst one another. So usually the agent can be spotted because he's the most extreme. The agent can be spotted because the agent is the one that is trying to polarize one group against another on a continuous basis and doesn't want to hear any talk of unity or reconciliation. The agent is the one saying, I got the rifles for you. I got the detonators for you. I got the plan to bomb something. Will you agree? The agent is the one that's saying, look, Brother Taco, he's not militant enough. We got to do more. He's the one off to the side saying, Malik Zulu Shabazz. He's just talking, but we got to do something now. So these are some of the provocateur-type actions that the agents will be pulling in this hour. And if you suspect agent activity in your organization, if you suspect agent activity, then we'll be more happy to analyze the data for you. You send it to our Black Intelligence Network. You send it to our agency and let us evaluate the information. If the FBI contact you directly, do not talk to the FBI. If the FBI, we have a battery of lawyers here at Black Lawyers for Justice. Attorney.Shabazz. My email is attorney.Shabazz@yahoo.com. If approached by the FBI for political and religious activity, you contact us. You contact us and don't talk. We want to know what they're doing, when they're doing it, and how they're doing it, and don't give them no rhythm. Don't give them no talk on nothing, even if it's not a political or religious subject matter. Don't give these goddamn FBI or these government prosecutors nothing to work with.
Okay.
Build your organization, tighten your ranks, run your program right, and trust only what you see in this hour.
Well, Black man, I love what you're doing, you know, and, you know, you keep up with the good work.
Appreciate
I stand by you 100%.
That's all I want you to do, brother, because if you stand by what I'm saying to you tonight, you can make it. This is a setup and this is a plot. They're coming very close to demonizing all domestic nationalist organizations as terrorist organizations, and that means they can use all kind of extra tactics beyond the wicked tactics they're using right now, treating domestic so-called citizens as terrorists. They've already started that. Mr. Obama has already assassinated an American citizen on foreign soil, and now when they start classifying people inside America as terrorists, then they're going to start using drones right here in America. Believe me when I tell you this. All of this is part of a plan and a plot and a wicked scheme, and it's time for the Black nationalist community, the Black Panther community, the ex-Panther, the new Panther, all of that. All of us have to fall in ranks like a solid wall. Fall in ranks like a solid wall. No division inside of the nationalist Panther community. We got one enemy. One enemy. He just wears different alphabets and different suits and shirts, but he's white even when he's butt naked. The goddamn FBI, your enemy. CIA, your enemy. Homeland Security, the enemy of freedom, justice, and equality for Black people. Take me to the phone line.
Okay, brother, thank you so much for your comment. Moving right to the next caller here at area code 904-768. 904, your first 3768. You're on live with Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Give us your question, your comment. Black power.
Black power, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. This is Brother Hassan Sharif, and I just want to say we need to keep up the good work, and we need to continue to stay focused and stay alert on these disgraceful crackers that we have in this nation, because this is getting real serious, and our people need to wake up and see what's going on right now, because we need to stand up and we need to defend ourselves, and we need to get ready for this serious situation that we're in right now. And it's real sad that our brothers and sisters is not preparing themselves, and they're not paying attention on what's going on. and that's and is real disgraceful. And I'm deeply saddened of our own people, you know. And
well, let me tell you this: don't be getting too sad. It ain't time to get sad.
No, I'm not saying that, sir. But you know, I understand what you're saying, sir. But I'm not gonna be sad like that. But I'm just saying, it's crazy. But at the same time, but we need to continue to fight, and we need to get ready, and we need to prepare ourselves, and we need to start training, and for this enemy and this oppressors that we have in our path right now, you know. And and all praises be to Allah, that he continues to watch over and protect us and our comrades, and especially for you, my brother, Dr. Malik, Minister Mikhail Muhammad, one of our great chapters in Jacksonville, and also, too, that, you know, and we need to go ahead and just, like I said, prepare ourselves. We need to get ready, because it's getting serious. And also, too, we need to also, all praise be to Allah, to watch over Queen Asada Shakur, to watch over her and protect her from these enemies, because this is getting real serious. And we, like I said, we need to get ready.
All right. I appreciate your comment, Black Man. What city are you in?
Jacksonville, Florida, sir. This is Hassan Sharif, sir, for Jacksonville
Sharif.
Chapter for Mikhail Muhammad.
All right. Well, let me say this on your comments. Thank you for your comments, Brother Sharif. To all of those in the listening audience, what you got to do right now, the wisest thing to do, is to join on to your own kind and seek refuge in an ark, like the one that Noah was building. And we got to have an ark of protection, and we got to have a tight-knit unit, and we got to have, again, ranks like bricks next to each other with the mortar all the way filled in where there are no gaps. And so I'm saying tonight, if you're not in the new Black Panther Party, you need to join it, except for you agents, because it's going to be a short stay for you bastards. But for others, a damn pothole out here. Join the new Black Panther Party. Join the Nation of Islam. Join a black organization that's working for your people and help strengthen it and protect it, and get ready for what's coming down the pike. Y'all got to make the organization strong. Cut down on the foolishness. Cut down on the ways that the enemy can use you against your own group. And let's build up this army and build up some tightly and well-trained men and soldiers that are ready to survive the wiles of this enemy. And so if you're in the Panther Party, new Black Panther Party, now we need your top performance. We need your top flight. And we need the Ministry of Defense in top condition all the way around America. We need our intelligence forces, our counterintelligence forces, in top shape. And again, if the FBI is approaching you, you call my law office. And goddammit, if they're approaching me, I'm going to my lawyer. So what we must understand, before I take another call, that this attack, labeling of Asada Shakur as a terrorist, first of all, we don't believe that our sister, our queen, is guilty of anything that happened on the New Jersey Turnpike on that fateful day. These police were out to kill Panthers. And the orders from Gayer Gahuva and from the state police, these wicked, murderous state police chiefs, is to shoot first and ask questions later. That was the code yesterday, and it is today. Shoot a Panther first and ask questions later. Shoot a black person first and ask questions later. So we don't know what the evidence. We first of all, she did not have a fair trial. the goddamn racist trial, racist jury, and racist judges. We don't validate the trial at all. And if she did fire a shot or some shots, it was in self-defense. If anything, it was in self-defense. And I'm here to tell you straight up, anything that a black revolutionary did in the 1960s or 70s is justified under self-defense. Anything.
Teach.
Because our nation was captured. We didn't actually be brought here. Our nation has been tortured. This is a criminal government and a criminal police system, a criminal court system. It is. So how can you commit a criminal act against a criminal nation that have committed kidnapping, armed robbery, terrorism, extortion, rape? Every crime in the penal code system of the white man, he violated, bringing us to America and maintaining us in America and oppressing us in America. It's a criminal. They got a lot of nerve, man. This is an attack on the original Panther Party. This is an attack on the BLA. This is a specific attack on Assata Shakur. This is an attack on the new Black Panther Party. This is an attack on the Black Riders. This is an attack on the NOI, believe it or not. Why? Because as we said 2 weeks ago, Abraham Foxman and the Anti-Defamation League, they say they Jews, but they some uncultured, unholy, funky Jews. Some uncultured, unholy, funky, stinky, so-called nasty so-called Jew.
Go ahead.
Pigs. They are pigs because they work with the police. They provide false information, false dossiers, false resumes, false information to the police. So every time you see that ADL symbol, know it's the police. Every time you see the Southern Poverty Law Center, know that that's an agent for the police. And their job is to demonize, castigate all of these groups, like the one you're talking, like the one that's talking, as hate groups, so that they can sic the FBI on you. So these Jews can sic the FBI and the government on us the way the so-called Jews sic Pontius Pilate and the Roman government the way they sic them on Jesus. You remember Pilate was willing to give up Jesus. Pilate said, I ain't really got no charges on this man. But the so-called Jews pressed the charges and pressed that it was going to be a revolt in the kingdom under the part of the Roman Empire if they did not crucify Jesus. And so we live in a time of what J. Edgar Hoover called the Black Messiah, and how his job was to stop the rise of the Black Messiah. And just as it was them days with the so-called Jew trying to kill the Messiah, in the same day way it is today, they try to kill any messianic force, any rightly guided force that will break their control over black people, their manipulation over black people, their misuse and abuse over black people. Anybody, they attack vehemently and try to set them up with this modern Roman government, this modern Pontius Pilate. There's a modern Pontius Pilate, a modern Roman government whose job is to kill the modern black Messiah of today, as J. Edgar Hoover tried yet failed to do yesterday. As it's written in the Holy Quran, the Jews say, and we kill the Messiah. And the Quran, Allah speak back and say, and they did not kill the Messiah. It was just made to look that way. And so we will survive. I don't want nobody on this phone line to get in fear of this enemy whose time is up. When the enemy takes rash actions, it's the rash actions of a dying dog. It's the rash actions of a wounded bear, a shot elephant. And if you go out there and shoot a bear in the woods, shoot him in the leg, he'll run around like a wild animal, tearing everything up till he passes out and falls out on the damn ground and dies. And that's the way this beast is in her last days. She'll pull any trick and do any kind of conspiracy. We don't know who pulled off them Boston bombings. We don't know where the men came from. We don't know who was a part of producing that plot or conspiracy. All of this is connected. All of this is connected. Terrorism in Boston, the labeling of Osama Shakur as a terrorist, Jay-Z and Beyonce going to Cuba, Cuba getting a warm reception around the world, and everyone talking about how ridiculous the United States sanctions are, and at the same time, a terrorist is being hidden in Cuba. What they want to do is put Cuba on the spot to say, Cuba, if you want warming relations with America, if you want tourism dollars from America, if you want friendship from America, then give us Assad Shakur. Bring her back to America in chains and put her on trial before the world. God damn it to hell if you will, you filthy beast. God damn it to hell if you will. Phone lines, please.
Area code 773-255, 773-255. You're on live with our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Your questions, your comment on Sister Ashanti Shakur and the FBI plots. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, black power, brown power, assalamu alaikum to all of you.
Come on with the
question. But I have a question. Yeah. So how do you think that we should fight this label, you know, the label of terrorist, or should we just go along and let them call us that, or should we just be what they want us to be?
Who is this, number one? Who is this?
What do you mean?
Who are you, my on this phone? Who are you, sir?
I am 14. I'm a supporter of the New Black Pants Party and a supporter of the Nation of Islam. I'm Mexican, and what else? I don't know what else you need to know.
What city are you calling from?
Chicago.
Chicago. Okay, well, since you say, what should we do? That means you are saying you feel a part of us. Let me ask you another question before I answer that question. What makes you feel so a part of us, young man? How do you come to make the statement that you say you feel you're a part of the Panther Party and Nation of Islam and you 14 out of Chicago?
Well, I mean, I definitely identify with all the teachings. I respect all you guys and, you know. I'm not part of the ranks.
You went to Mosque Maryam, you watched the tapes. How did you come to know about us, all of us?
From my brother Shorty, who is, well, his name is Brother Jerome, but he used to be a rapper, and he showed me the whole teaching a long time ago, a while ago, like a year ago. But yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you. I just have to figure out who I'm talking to, because as I'm telling you, on this line are friends as well as enemies. They are comrades of ours, and they are agents on this phone line. They are friends and provocateurs on this phone line. They are us, the Panther Party, and the damn FBI all on the line at the same time. So,
yes, sir.
You must understand my method and my methodology here. Now, we do not accept the label of terrorism. We reject the label of terrorism. We reject the label of terrorism. As I said in the beginning, ain't but one terrorist. And that is the terrorists that have been terrorizing the darker peoples of the earth for over 6,600 years. He's killed over 600 million people in just 6,000 years. He's a mass murdering machine. He terrorized the planet long before he came up with the label terrorism. He wiped out millions in the Congo, wiped out millions in South Africa and Zimbabwe, wiped out millions in West Africa, millions in Asia. He makes nuclear bombs with the power to just kill over and over again. He's a goddamn mad scientist.
Yes, sir.
Terrorist was crafted by Yaku. 6,600-some-odd years ago on the island of Pelon. He's a liar and a murderer by nature, born that way, and will die that way. John 8th chapter in the 44th verse. And so we reject the label of terrorism, and you must call the true terrorist for who the true terrorist really is. It's not us, brother. Asada Shakur is not a terrorist. Asada Shakur was a sister who was organizing against official state repression, America repression, America's plot to kill and continue to brutalize black people through police brutality and to brutalize our people through the destruction of our movement. No Panther was a terrorist. No BLA was a terrorist. None of them were terrorists, and we should not let history write it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say, black man. You fight the label. You fight the label.
Yes, sir.
All right. Organize yourself right away, quick, fast, in a hurry. Next call.
All right, caller. Thank you so, so much for that. Next call, area code 214-672. 214-672. You're on live with Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our national chairman. Your question, your comment, Black Power. 214, your area code 672. You have a question or comment?
Come on, keep it moving. I know who that is. Keep it moving.
All right. Let's see. Area code 215-982. 215-982. You're on live with our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Your question, your comment, Black Power. 215, your mic's open.
Let's give out a text number, too. If we want phone calls or numbers by text, give out a number for text so we can take calls or take the written questions.
Okay, for written questions. Sir?
I'm going to let you get a shot at a couple of questions. Then we'll
yes, sir.
We only want those pressing one and coming in queue that have questions. If you're just listening, just listen. You don't have to press number one. But if you have a specific question on this topic, hit one in the queue. Now, Sean will give you right now the numbers to text and how to ask questions in the chat room. This is a serious discussion tonight, and this is called how to deal with the labeling and the bounty that has been put out on Asada Shakur, calling her a terrorist and calling for a $2 million bounty. And without becoming pure reactionaries, we're going to sit up here and just make everything about a reaction to what the enemy does. Let's try to make some constructive, progressive sense out of it tonight and get our heads right and understand how serious this war is, and also tied it to my last week, just 2 weeks ago before this came out. All of my conversation was about what? It was about the FBI and not becoming victims of their traps and tricks, because they are coming. And you see they coming, and they coming hard. Go ahead, Sean. Give up your info, sir.
All right, sir. If you have text capability, the number to text is area code 502-758-7785. Again, that's 502-758-7785. That's our national hotline, our national call-in there, the new Black Panther Party. You can text your question and also remain anonymous if you wish. The number to call here is 646-478-4447. We'll take another call here at area code 803-303. You're on live with our national chairman, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, and the topic of Asada Shakur and the $2 million bounty. Your question, your comment, Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Sean. How are you today?
Black Power, doing fine. How are you, my sister?
Brother Malik, how are you?
Fine, sister. Come on with them questions.
I have a question.
All right.
I see a lot of pictures of this lady. She's a beautiful lady, but who in the world is taking these pictures of her and posting them so she's visible to whoever want to try to get to her?
My sister. They know good and well what Asada Shakur. First of all, greetings black to you. Warm greetings to you. But they know good and well, Queen, what Asada Shakur looks like. they know very well what she looks like. So what you're seeing right now is brothers and sisters displaying their opposition to the decision that has been rendered and showing solidarity because they have stepped on the wrong toes with this goddamn, pardon my language, with these terrorism labels.
Mm-hmm.
And so let them fly a picture. Let a picture go everywhere, anywhere. And let them know
also,
that the enemy touch her, the enemy touching us all. That's the message.
Read.
Fly
also,
us up the Cooper flag and fly
Johnson
it off.
Has a lot to do with it.
Say what?
They were saying that Al Sharpton has a lot to do with it since the 80s.
Well, let me see this about Sharpton. You get this, too, for those who are listening. Al Sharpton has wore a wire for the fans. He already admitted that he had worn a wire.
Go ahead, teach.
For all kind of wires and boxes. That's why it looks like he lost so much weight right now, because with new technology, you don't have to have all them wires and cords and boxes and recording devices on you. So when they got new technology, he took all that off and lost all that weight.
Go ahead.
You wasn't out there jogging to get that slim. What am I telling you? I don't know specifically, my sister, whether or not he was part of helping Asada Shakur get set up. But I know for a fact, according to his own words, he wore a wire. And so you know what we say around here, once a pig, always a pig. So be very careful.
Yeah, exactly.
In this hour. Be very careful in this hour. These Negroes will set you up. Just a week or so ago, my minister in Florida, my Southeast regional minister, I call him my minister because he's close to me. He's the party representative, but he's my man. And he was supposed to speak out on behalf of a young man in Georgia who had been brutally beaten. And the family wanted our man to come and our party to come. But the word came down that Sharpton and his people said that Sharpton was going to pull out if he had to be on the program with us because he could lose his job at NBC if he stood next to the new Black Panther Party. And I said, that goddamn job ain't worth nothing. I say that job on NBC ain't worth nothing. But then again, this is a history of contradictions when you're dealing with that man. And so this wire information and this Asada Shakur information, they say that he was going around activists, Obafemi and others, activists at that time, trying to get information on Asada Shakur, trying to impress him. And you know him as I know him. He wasn't trying to make no damn revolutionary alliance, because that just ain't him. So I don't know what he was doing, but I do know he admits himself that he wore a wire. So let me go on to the next subject.
All right. Sister Carla, thank you so much for the input there. And Brother Chairman, if you could please, as we wait for the next caller's here, answer.
Give up the write-in information and the text information.
Yes, sir. The website here is www.blogtalkradio.com/freedomordeath for those listening via web. The number to call 646-478-4447 for this timely topic of Asada Shakur and the $2 million bounty. And the number to text that reaches by text is area code 502-758-7785. And press the number 1 to get involved in discussion. This is a community discussion. And I want to ask you here, Brother Chairman, what are the implications? Now, the second part of your topic here tonight is the FBI plots on black nationalism. If they charge Asada Shakur, or they charge already as a terrorist, and if they track her down and arrest her and bring her back, to the courts, what does that mean overall for the black nationalist movement?
What it means, in my legal judgment, is that it makes it much easier now to say that the new Black Panther Party is a terrorist organization. Anybody they're going to make this terrorism charges and terrorism label as such that anybody that does anything that's connected to an organization that is quote-unquote militant is a terrorist. That militancy is equivalent to terrorism. This is really their plot to wipe out the militant movement. And so anybody that throws a rock that's a member of an organization, you become a terrorist. If you throw a rock and hit somebody and you're a member of the Black Power Cartel, it's a terrorist act. And the rock that was thrown was a weapon of mass destruction. If you're a member of the Nation of Islam and you just happen on your own to just walk up and slap a devil, then you are considered a terrorist act from a terrorist organization. And what it does, it makes it much easier, my friend, to violate the rights of due process, to violate your legal rights, your Miranda rights, your rights to have a fair trial, and a whole bunch of other legal rights, your Fourth Amendment rights, Fifth Amendment rights, and Sixth Amendment rights. And it's making our job much, much harder. Remember 2 weeks ago I talked about labeling. They want to label these domestic organizations in a certain way so that everybody will be scared to touch us. Who wants to join or unite with a group that is being outright considered by the U.S. government a terrorist organization? Who's going to invite you somewhere? So it has a lot of implications. It has negative legal implications. It has negative political implications. But it's also a challenge, and it's filled with positive possibilities if we fight back in the right way. And so already there's a lot of good signs of fighting back. But it has to be sustained. This is an hour where the Black nationalist community or the Pan-African community or the Panther community must rise to the occasion, but it can't be a short-term rise. It can't be a quick flash of reaction and then back to business as usual. Nobody's going to come to our defense here. You ain't going to get too much help. Well, you could try to get as much help as you can, but you're not going to get help from the big shot civil rights leaders. You can help, you can hang that up. And so we're only going to really get help from ourselves. And there may be some preachers and pastors out there that will help. But by and large, this job here is going to be held by who? This job here got to be taken up by what? The ex-Panthers? Or the Panther alumni? This job here got to be taken up by Chokwe Lumumba or the former attorneys for the BLA. This got to be taken up by what? The veterans from the Republic of New Africa and hopefully their children. This got to be taken up by the New Black Panther Party. This got to be taken up by the Black Riders Liberation Party. In unity, we got to rally our forces and rally our command and rally our generals and our top soldiers together. It looked like an attack that could break us down and break us apart and cause us to run for cover, but not so. It can be an act by the devil that could be a blessing. It could be a blessing in this hour if we receive it the right way in this hour. So you got my comrade. You got in New Jersey on Friday, our National Minister of Culture, Zaid Muhammad, and others, Brother Sharif, Brother Bomani, and others in Newark. You may have the actual facts, but I know on Friday at the federal building in Newark, I think it's at noon, there's going to be a public support rally right there in New Jersey where this alleged crime was committed, a support rally for Asada Shakur. I know at the Asada Shakur Center at City College in New York on Thursday, I think it's at 4 p.m., there's a big program that we will also be represented at, New Black Panther Party, People Survival Program. And Bailey is due to the great organizing of Brother Shep, Brother Siddiqui from New York, who is one of the black nation's most dedicated organizers. And so they've been working out at the Asada Shakur Center all along, and now the devil has hit the bullseye right on the head. And so expect some strong organizing in New York, strong organizing in New Jersey. I'm going to speak to my comrade and one of my mentors, Attorney Chokwe Lumumba, and others to see what I may do to specifically contribute. But right now, I know that my main job is to secure my organization from this attack and to secure us from FBI intrusion and FBI setup. So that's what they come in with next. So-and-so, little Jamie, he shoots and kills so-and-so. Found in his backpack was the New Black Panther brochure. This is connected to the New Black Panther Party, this killing. It's coming. Oh, you better believe it's coming. And so my first job is to secure the flex of my organization and make sure that these soldiers are strong and well aware. And now also to reach out to my black nationalist comrades, my Panther comrades. And so for the devil who's on the phone, you may be shocked to hear, but I, damn it, I just got a recent message from Bobby Seale, just out of the blue. Bobby Seale sent me a long message asking me to help promote one of his projects, promote his movie, and that he wanted to talk with me. So for you devils on the phone, who always act like you love the original Panther Party, but you hate the New Black Panther Party, and you know you're lying because you hated the original Panther Party, like you hate the New Black Panther Party. You don't love them. You hate us now and think like you love them. When they were on the scene active, you did not love them. And you like to play one against the other, like you love the original Panther Party. You see, we like them, but we don't like the New Black Panther Party. You don't like none of us, cracker. You stop lying. Stop lying. And so I just got a message from Bobby Seale and others. And so what we do right now, we put down all division. Keep down all division on that internet, on that Facebook, and people that are insisting on creating that division, you should report them to our offices so they can go under investigation right away. We call for a truce with any member of the original Panther Party, even though many are with us, any that disagree with us, we call for a truce. We call for a truce amongst all nationalist forces, all Pan-Africanist forces, all Panther forces. We call for a truce. All out here in the black nation. Call for a truce amongst all black gangs and all organizations, and a call to unite as a solid wall against a common enemy whose job is to create mischief and destruction, and he can't be trusted. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. The number to call is 646-478-4447 to get involved in this heavy discussion on Sister Asada Shakur and the FBI plots against black nationalism. Take a call here at every code 562-607. 562-607. You're on live with Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and Black Power Radio. Your question, your comment, please. Welcome to the radio show.
Black Power, Brother Malik, this is my sister Mahogany with Black Riders. Greetings, brother. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Hi, Queen.
Okay, yeah, I'm down here in Miami now. I moved back home to Miami, and I'm starting up a chapter down here, Black Rider chapter. And I have a question. Like, I'm trying to recruit people to start a chapter, but there are so many people down here that have heard about Asada Shakur, that have heard about this, and all they say is, I don't want to go to jail. I'm scared. I ain't going to jail. I don't want to follow that. It's like they're scared. What would you say? I get caught. I try to tell them that it's nothing but the agents at work, COINTELPRO, just trying to keep the black community from uniting and starting our own black, you know, our black revolution. But they don't want to hear that. They're scared of the police. scared to go to jail.
Let me stop there, then you bring up your next point. These people need to stop with all that. Black people need to stop with that. I'm scared to go to jail. Pardon my language, but niggas go to jail every day. Every day niggas is going to jail all day, all night, and all weekend for everything. Drunk driving, domestic violence, carrying a weapon, dope. So they need to give me a break with that. I don't want to hear. If you can go to jail for all of that, and all the jails and prisons and everywhere stacked and packed to the rafters, and ain't none of it for standing up for this struggle, then I would just call them punks and sissies. We don't want you around here if you're that damn afraid. If you're afraid, I mean, what the rapper say? If you're scared, don't get mad at me, Christians. But if you're scared, go to church.
Right.
This is not, this job here is not for the fearful. I'm long ago beyond the fear of going to jail. I'm long ago. If they take you to jail, teach hard in the jail and turn the jail out. My job here is to keep you, is to keep us from going to jail unnecessarily, going to jail on the setup. But there's no warranty here against being locked up or in prison, which is unlikely for many anyway. Unlikely
right.
for many anyway. That's what the leadership got to be worried about. You don't necessarily got to be worried about that. Now, Taco got to be worried about that.
That's right.
And so
what you do, my sister,
is you do the best you can. You don't
right.
you don't frighten the people you're trying to recruit. You don't present in my judgment. You have to go by what your orders are from the Black Rioters, number one. I can only give you some advice, but ultimately you have to go with the orders of your chain of command. But I would say
right.
all of us have to make it understood clearly what of good we mean to the community, what of value we mean to the community. So on another level, we must still continue to put on our best face. Put on your best
yes.
face. We got education for the people. We got
okay.
a program of action for the people. We have training for these young men. We have hope for these youths. We have knowledge and an image, hopefully, that will resurrect and save our people. We have fight against police brutality, an uncompromising fight. We got fight against the racist forces in these cities, an uncompromised fight. Now, if you're in Miami, you kind of all rough ground, because that's that reactionary anti-Castro crowd. And the black
yes,
crowd
is
constantly asleep. But I'll tell you this, straight up, if you hang in there till around July 11th or somewhere in that area, I will be in Miami, and I'll help you build the Black Rioters in Miami. And that's,
oh,
even,
thank
and that's even my group.
Thank
on
you.
That
thank
level.
You. I need your help.
I will
need your help, Brother Lee.
I will come down there and speak and help rally for you. There's also a young brother named Black Jesus who's with us down there. We wanted to have a pro-Castro rally anyway, right in Miami, a black and brown unity rally, and somebody got to speak up for Castro right in the face of these Uncle Toms down here in
yes,
Miami.
It is.
So Miami can be worked. You just got to know how to work it, you know?
Oh,
yeah,
thank
Miami
you, Brother Malik.
That could go, you know, somebody got to get, you got to get somebody's Mercedes-Benz or Porsche or some kind of fly ride or some of that, and you got to do know how to do you some Miami. You know what I mean?
You feel me?
Yeah,
I
you
need
to,
your help,
you
Brother
Billy. You got to get you something fly and get you some kind of fly whip out there or something, even if you got to borrow it or fix it up.
Okay.
You got to be able, because Miami is a fast crowd. They're used to the fast
yes,
life, sister.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All they're thinking about is drug dealing and this and that, and they don't want to even think about revolution. I mean, you want to sell drugs and take a risk going to jail for life or a kilo of cocaine, but you want to come out here and go to jail for your people. And that's what I tell them that. And I go straight up, I go in Liberty City, Brownsville, and talk to the hardest, roughest neighborhoods in Miami where the drug dealers are hanging out. And I talk to them, and they don't even want to come with me on this but they want to sell that poison in the hood. I don't understand that. I just don't.
Sister, you can't get first. Let me tell you this. Are you listening to me, black woman? Can you hear me?
Yes, can I can hear you.
Now, come on, now.
I can
listen,
hear you.
You got to get. Let me tell you what you got to get, sister. And ma'am, not necessarily you have to get, but you can't never get frustrated if you got one thing in this movement, and that's what some of us revolutionaries don't have, and we get frustrated. You know what you got to have, sister? You got to have the Word of God. You there?
Okay. Now, yes, I'm here.
Sound,
I'm here.
That might sound corny. That might sound corny to some.
No, it's not.
The others in this movement, they're going to say, oh, religion, that's what destroyed us. They're going to say all that, but then they got a hard-ass time recruiting out there. Let me tell you this. If you ain't got nothing else, I'm going to tell you this from experience. If you ain't got nothing else out there, politics won't work. If suited and booted won't work, if all of them other tactics that you will use as a revolutionary won't work, you can use and must use the Word of God because it will always reach His chosen people. Even the hardest dope dealer, the worst one amongst us, if you got the Word of God, you can get to that man or that woman. And if you got science with you and can tie that Word of God to the liberation struggle, you will never be without a following. Because our people need inspiration. They need help in their personal lives. They need guidance. So sometimes you can talk big talk to them. Imperialism. Big talk, Zionism, neocolonialism, a Pan-African United Front, black nationalism, control over the black community, control over our economy, all of those great principles and ideas that are very lofty. But sometimes the black man and woman is the man in the mud, and they just need the Word of God. Sometimes they just need a good Samaritan that will help inspire them or pick them up or give them a little healing. Put some healing in that wound. So you can do it. You just got to know. You got to know how to fish. You got to know how to fish. You got now to know what bait to put on the hook. So my suggestion, always, but especially as a last resort, but always, is go with God and the Word of God.
Okay.
And you in the context of black liberation, can you work your Bible and your black power together on a brother?
I can work my Quran like they say.
Can you work? Working Quran is good, but I got news for you, and it's no disrespect to the Muslims. You can work Quran, but Quran will not work like the Bible will work on the black man and woman of America. You go out there with a Quran and start talking Quran, the average brother and sister, they're going to look at you crazy. Because any scripture or ayat you may read out of the Holy Quran, but they will not be familiar with. So I say lead in your liberation theology, lead with your best scriptures from your Bible. And it's got enough sense where you can work you some Bible and black power, then you will make progress if you run out of gas. Now, everybody don't agree with that, but it really don't make no difference because I've seen it work over and over. You there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here, sir.
People,
I'm just taking notes.
The people that are with me and with me for real are not just with me for military reasons or military reasons or political reasons. Or organizational reasons, or for nationalistic reasons. But the people that are really with me here in this are with me for spiritual reasons.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay. That's true. That's so true. Well, thank you so much.
I'm your advisor, sister. You email, we talk strategy. I'll help you out any way I can. But, you know, and just hang in there, and I'll be down there, and I'll help you.
Okay, thank you, Brother Malik. I do need your help.
You know, other than that, there are many community issues, sister. If you tackle some community issues that are affecting black people, you probably can take the lead because ain't nobody doing nothing. You know?
That's right. I'm going to start with the youth.
I'll start
with the youth.
Leadership is made when there are offered, when there are problems that need to be addressed.
Okay. Definitely,
you know,
will.
So,
I will.
You know?
Definitely. And I'm
going to
start with the youth. Yeah, I'll start with the youth and go to just to high schools because they're the ones that'll listen. The hard-headed, grown-up people who are stuck in their ways, I'll start with the youth and move on up.
Well, okay, that's fine. What will be your message?
What will be my message is, well, I was listening to a talk show this morning on TV, and these teenagers were on there, and they were looking for mentors. They're looking for mentors, someone who they can listen to, who they can talk to, air their problems out with, problems with school and bullying and things like that. And I can just pull that from that section and drag them right on into the writers, you know. But I'm just trying to figure out a strategy on how to find where they have these town hall meetings, where the kids meet, and just sit down and talk with them. So I think that's how I'm going to try it, too, with God on my back.
All right, so then you be blessed. You will be successful. All right?
Yes, sir.
Just remember this. Use the right bait on the hook.
Right.
All right?
That's right. Black Riders, Miami Checker on the move.
All right, we for sure. We family for life over here.
For sure.
I think Taco's been on. Has Taco been on for his show, Sean?
He didn't make it on. Not yet, no, sir.
We got to get Taco on, and we got to get Kimor on from France next week. They must come on the show back to back so that we can make our word bond and solidify our obligations.
Yes, sir.
Let's try to move on to some more callers.
Okay. Sister Mahogany, thank you so much for that call. Next call, appreciate your wait. We're here at area code 718-687, 718-687. You're on live with Black Power Radio and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our National Chairman. Your question, your comment, Black Power.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the broadcast.
I didn't have anything to say, but I was listening, and I just find everything very I'm learning a lot. That's I don't really have a question, but I think this is my second time listening, and I just want to thank you guys for your input because I am learning a lot.
All right, thank you so much. It's a certain kind of night, you know. It's a fiery kind of night because our movement has taken incoming fire with this attack on Sister Asada Shakur. So it's just that kind of night. And you will learn a lot tonight and on other nights. We have many classes that we teach here, and we have a lot to share of learning and education with our people. But tonight you must understand that we are in a fight tonight, so we're in a fighting spirit. Thank you so much for listening.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes, I was listening earlier. Someone mentioned that there was going to be some events in New York. If you could
Thursday at City College.
City College. At what time?
I think it's 4 in the afternoon.
Okay.
I'm almost certain it's 4 in the afternoon.
I'm making my business to be there. Thank you.
You come on. Yeah, exactly. You come on through and spread the word. Are you my Facebook friend? Are you my Facebook friend?
I believe so. I do believe so. Are you going to post the information online?
I think if you just go on my page, Malik Zulu Shabazz, it's all on my page, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you, all right?
Thank you.
All right, next caller.
Okay. Thank you so much, Carl. Number to call again, 646-478-4447 to get involved in this discussion on Sister Asada Shakur, the $2 million bounty in the FBI plots against black nationalism. Brother Chairman, I want to ask you here, what would you say, what can you say, live on the air right now to Fidel Castro and the Castro family in this situation? What would you say to them right now as they can hear you?
I say to Fidel Castro to do what he always has done and his followers is to resist the devil, and the devil will flee from you. And You know, I had a great time when I went. Yeah, I was there for a minute. And so I know what this is all about. They really hate Castro. And they hate the fact that they have not been able to destroy this man. And so on another level, this is another dig at him in an attempt to smear him and to put him in the position that if Cuba wants normal relations, that they will give up Assad Shakur. But the white man is always trying to dictate the terms of everything. He always wants to dictate and control the terms of everything. If Cuba's going to have normal relations, then he's going to put some evil in the game to dictate the terms of it. You know, and there's so much hypocrisy in it. Now, North Korea ain't even listed as a state sponsor of terrorism. And this man is threatening to blow you out the water every day and got the capacity to blow your troops out of the water all over there in Southeast Asia, everywhere. Got the capacity to strike and is willing to strike. And so they pick on people that are defenseless. They pick on nations that really can't stand up and fight them back, but other people that can fight them back, they walk very lightly with. And so Fidel Castro doesn't really need my advice. He's well aware of who this enemy is and how to maneuver. And he has very principled reason for hosting people that have escaped America and escaped American repression. Assad Shakur is as much as should be regarded in America the goddamn same way Patrick Henry was. Just as these people in America, as white people say, according to the white man's perspective, Patrick Henry and George Washington and all of them were at the Boston Tea Party and who rose up and burned and killed the British and started a war over here over some taxes. The same way you celebrate them and regard them as heroes is the same way we regard Assad Shakur. The same way we regard Huey P. Newton. The same way we regard those that are sacred that stood up for our liberation. It's just that the British, in this domestic sense, were our enemy, but you, those that have enslaved and robbed and dogged us and discriminated against us and tricked us and lied and deceived us, you are our enemy. And so she's as much a hero to us as Patrick Henry is to you, and those American founding forefathers are to you. That's just the way we view Assad Shakur, sister, queen, mother, Assad Shakur, and all of those who have gone before us. This white man is a hypocrite. He goddamn weathermen who supposedly white terrorists in America, they goddamn got corporate jobs and are well accepted in America. These white folks blew up all kind of stuff in America, and like Bill Ayers, they got good jobs and get good city contracts. This is racism once again rearing its ugly head. FBI, you no good bastards. Next call,
your area code is 412-537. 412, first three is 537. You're on live with Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and Black Power Radio. Give him your question or your comment, Black Power, to this topic.
Yes, brother. This is Sister Ayana Ngaze from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We have some information that I'd like to share with everyone on Sister Assata Sakura. Some sisters here that have been friends with her for 20 years, that have been going to Cuba to visit, have given us the information that mercenaries are now trying to get into Cuba to hunt Sister Assata and kill her and bring her body back to the United States. This is information given by good and strong authority. Here in Pittsburgh, we are on Friday having a support Assata Shakur demonstration at the federal building at 12 o'clock, and we're trying to coordinate our efforts as well with other brothers and sisters who are also supporting her in Miami, Newark, Oakland, New York, Houston, and Memphis. I just wanted to put that information out there to make people aware of how serious this this incident and this conjured up grab of Sister Asada is that the mercenaries have started moving towards Cuba to actually hunt this sister for the $2 million reward. So black people, we need to really take a stand on this and not allow this government to put this type of bounty on this sister's head.
And I'm with you to do just that, sister. And if it's going to take some work, and it's a work we can do, again, this is a challenge, but it's a gift to our community. We're not going to sit up here and allow. We're not going to sit up here and allow this enemy to kill Asada Shakur and bring her body back for some goddamn funeral here and drag her back to the United States. Now we got a problem here.
We got a problem.
We ain't no damn immigrant Muslim community that ain't got no rights here and scared to say something. And cheesing and scheming and grinning and trying to make the white man happy. God damn it, they brought us here by force.
That's right.
We was brought here by force. We are not volunteered to come here. And we have a different standing here. We got more rights to this than the white man. More rights. Because he gave up his rights when he enslaved us.
That's right.
We got more rights to this.
They can't just do us any kind of way.
And so, sister, outreach is to anybody you say is your authority and that you connected with, you got my phone line and they got our phone line.
Yes.
And so, again, my urgency is that we stand united in race as a solid wall.
Right.
That Malik Zulu Shabazz is here as an organizer. I'm here as an attorney. I'm here with whatever power I got over this Panther Party and this movement to do my part. And I'm looking to develop some long-term strategy and to build the front line on this cracker.
Tell them
to give me a call, sister.
Yes, I will. And I think that this has been a reaction to their action, but I agree totally with you, and I want to be a part of any frontline action that we're going to do, because this, we cannot continue to react to everything that this man does. We need to be prepared to move out and understand why we're moving to have a successful...
To be honest, I'm going to just interject for a second, sis.
Go ahead, brother. You can't be a reactionary.
That means your only is reacting to what the white man does.
That's right.
Because he's going to be committing acts of racism all the time. And so if you spend your time chasing the white man every time he calls you a name or does something to you,
that's right,
you'll be running around forever. But
like a dog with his tail.
There is appropriate times to react. Are you there?
Right. I'm here.
There is times when you got to play defense. There are times when you got your helmet on and strap your chin strap on and dig in, and when the enemy's on the move, you got to dig in and play some defense and goddamn go after his quarterback and sack his quarterback.
That's right.
There's times when you got to get dirty and play some defense. And now we got to play some defense.
Yes.
We got to play some. We want to be progressive. We want to be progressive and put forth our agenda. But hell, let's be honest. You're in America and you're under attack.
That's right.
Man,
constantly.
Up,
we are
man
at war.
Up or woman up. Man up or woman up and deal
That's
with
right.
it.
We are at war. Think
we are at
anything
war.
You want. No, we are at war. We're at
we
war.
We are at war.
And we better act like we know we're at war.
We are at war. And if
all right,
brother. Like it, don't worry about them. I'm acting like it. And I got people here on this line that's with us and with me that they are. They know what time it is. So don't get frustrated. For anybody in the audience, don't get frustrated at what somebody else ain't doing. Come over here where we know we at war over here and help us prepare more for war.
All right, brother. Please,
I love you. You keep our number. You say with us. you go with us. Our email is nbpphq@yahoo.com. My national email is nbpphq@yahoo.com.
I can get it off that Facebook page where I got your phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, get all that. You know
okay.
how to reach us. You know
I'm
how to reach us, all right?
I'm on it. Yeah, I'll be going to Cuba in July, so I'm on it.
You're going to Cuba. Just remember, you don't know nothing, you ain't heard nothing, and you ain't
and
seen nothing.
I ain't seen nothing. All right.
Yeah, that's right. You don't know nothing, seen nothing, and ain't heard nothing.
Ain't heard nothing.
You see this?
Ain't heard nothing.
So whenever he come, everybody, just look at him. Let him talk and just look at it.
All right.
Act like you lost your voice.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Talk like he talked when he was in the caves and the hills of Europe. When you see that FBI and an enemy come and go, ooh.
Great.
Yes.
Ooh. Just like the white man was talking when he was in the caves and hills of Europe. Ooh.
I talked with you soon.
Act like you can't even talk.
I can't.
You can't talk.
I can't.
You can't talk.
All right, brother. Please,
love
let me stay on the line and listen. I love you much.
Love you.
All right. Thank you. Peace.
Right. Peace. So thank you so much for that call. Brother Chairman, you got a few minutes before the live stream. We got other callers here, but do you want to make an address on the live stream or keep moving?
I'll keep talking however you want me to talk.
Okay. Let's go to the next caller. Get the next call in here on the live stream. Area code 205-253. Area code 205-253. You're on live with Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the National Chairman of the Black Panther Party. We're talking about Sister Asada Shakur. Give us your comments, your questions, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
All right.
Right.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question. if I was interested in joining the Panthers, like, how would I go about doing that?
And just, you give him a phone number, Sean.
Yes, sir. Just take this number down and text this number, national line, at area code 502-758-7785. 502-758-7785. And just state your interest, state your city. Get right back with you.
All right,
okay,
let me say this. Also, Friday in New York at 9 a.m., At the courthouse, and we're going to give this number out again, our brother Hannibal is coming before the court to be arraigned Friday at 9 a.m. He's coming to court to be arraigned on non-politically related charges. Nevertheless, he's still our little brother, and we love him, and we want him free. And so give out the number again. If you're in New York or New Jersey or anywhere else, we need to come show him some solidarity and be there in the courthouse with him, and I'll be there this Friday morning in this goddamn criminal court or municipal court of Manhattan. Go ahead, Sean. Give out the number, please.
Yes, sir. To support Brother Hannibal Rushdie, our former youth minister, give us the number here to text. It's area code 502-758-7785. Again, 502-758-7785 if you're in the New York or surrounding areas to show support for Brother Hannibal Rushdie.
All right. So I'm not going to stay on too much longer, man. I got some other stuff to handle, but, you know, that's pretty much the word in this hour, man. I mean, it's the final conclusion here. And this is where we are. Hands off Asada Shakur, hands off. We know who the real terrorists are. Get your list out and name the real terrorists and see if she's on them. Everybody who was here, that's from the Black and the Brown Nation, is riddled with hypocrisy. The white weather underground walk around free like nothing ever happened. The white man terrorized the British. He calls himself a hero today. I mean, this case is ready to be eaten alive. It's ready to be eaten alive. And anyway, any more callers?
Yes, sir. We got a few more callers. You want to take them?
All right, come on. Come on, take a couple. Bring a couple of calls in, and I got to try to make a couple of moves.
Okay. Your area code is 347-595. 347-595. You're on live with the National Chairman New Black Panther Party on the subject of Asada Shakur and the $2 million bounty. Give us your question.
Four years,
your comment.
And
welcome
to Black
Power. That
helped save my sister, Queen Shakur. We got to fight to the death and the honor of this year. A freedom fighter. I am a freedom fighter myself, and I love you, brothers and sisters, that we got to stand tall and strong, and the bounty hunters and everything, they got to lay down and die. We got to keep our sister alive. We got to do everything in our power to make sure that Sakata, my sister, I get emotional. I want to have to get my sister.
Don't you start crying. Who is this?
I'm from New York, but I'm here in Delaware. And I'm here what's going on and everything like that. But I remember Samantha Core came to Brooklyn, New York, and I got my Black Panther pen. When he came to see Mr. Farrakhan, we all fighting for freedom, justice, and equality, and we're at war. We're at war. We got to stand up strong and be strong. That's all I got to say. And brothers, you're on top of everything. We are on top of everything. And thanks for my sister from giving that report that they went to Cuba. My sister.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please.
Okay, Sean. Right.
Yes, sir. Peace, my sister. Thank you so much. Very moving. We'll take another call here.
Hold on 1 second. Don't let that pass by so quick.
Yes, sir.
Because I need y'all to understand here, I'm talking to the men who are listening. To the men who are listening, it hurts me and it pains me to see our sisters crying like that. And
yes, sir, me too.
Any man in this hour knows that one of his primary duties is to ease the pain, to ease the tears, and to ease the suffering of our women. And if we can't do that, then we're less than men. We just need to give it up. If the Black woman cannot feel comfortable in this hour to know she has some warriors, some soldiers, some real men that will stand up and defend our nation and will die and in self-defense kill if necessary to defend our nation as strong Black men. And we don't even need to be on here no more. Because I'm tired of hearing Black women crying over something that our enemy is doing. And so this is a wake-up call to all of us, but it's a wake-up call to the Black man and to the warrior class that is here. And I'm telling you, it's going to come close to the home. They're coming after Minister Louis Farrakhan. They came after and coming after Malik Zulu Shabazz. They're coming after various ones of us in the Panther Party. They come and they came after and got, trying to get him away, Hashim and Zynga. They got their eye on and they're coming after King Samir. And any of you others that are active out there, they coming after you too. Crystal Muhammad, Nadia Shakur, Mikhail Muhammad. Now, I might drive down recruiting telling you that some of our leaders is on the list, but hell, why lie to you? You ain't got to be us, just get behind us. You ain't got to be on the list. Just back us while we on the list. I'm on the list and can't get off the list. And don't give a damn about being on the list. He's on my list. He's on my list. Anyway, we at that hour, Black man. What you going to do to those who are listening in the audience? Are you going to let the Black woman cry tears and pain, or are we going to stand up like men and wipe the tears away from the eyebrows of our goddesses? I'll take the next caller.
All right. Next caller here calling from a private number. You're on live with Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz on the question of Asada Shakur, the $2 million bounty. Your question, your comment, Black Power.
Okay.
Call you. Yes, go right ahead.
Are you hearing me? Because I can't tell if you're talking to me or not.
Come on, Queen. We're right here with you.
Go right ahead.
Well, my name is Patricia Lingalinga, and I have so much on my heart, but what I'm going to say right now is, yes, there's been verified about what's happening in Cuba with the mercenaries and all of that. And all I can say is that prayerfully, the sister is surrounded by warriors who know what to do. And I don't know nothing else. But I do know from being a part of the original Black Panther Party, the tactics that COINTELPRO had against us. And the main thing is to realize when they get to the point where they start to turn the organizations against each other and even assassinate members of the organization and blame it on other organizations, please don't fall for that this time. Remember who the enemy is and remember who we are united with so that we can fight the fight that we have to fight because the victory is ours. And I want to say to Brother Shabazz, you wear your mantle well. You have definitely been called, chosen, and sent. And we thank God for you. Black power.
Black power to you, my sister. I thank God for you. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be in New York Thursday. Spirit tells me to be in New York for this 4 o'clock rally at the Asada Shakur Center Thursday. So I want as many of you Panthers to even get sick and take sick leave if you're working and be in New York at City College so we can rally our forces and give strength and life to our movement and wipe the tears from the eyes of our goddesses. I'm going to fight hard now to get into New York on Thursday so then I can see Hannibal on Friday and then get Black to handle my business. And so that's just part of the job, my sister. Thank you so much for your compliment. I appreciate you. But everything I've done or everything that you say you respect about me, guess what? It all come into play right now when the chips is on the line and when the attack is on. This is what, whatever you say I am, this is when it counts. So let me dig in and get ready for my job. And everybody else to get extra serious for their job. Don't let this pass by. Don't let this pass by and take this lightly, what is about to happen. When they declare somebody on the wanted list of terrorism abroad, they got two options. Either they're going to conduct some kind of military operation and fly in the middle of the night and capture you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
You're right.
Or they're going to try to take a drone and shoot it and kill you. And don't you think that this administration has any respect for international law? They violate it every day.
Every day.
But don't worry. They plan. And God plans. And God is the best of planners. Nothing the enemy can do can erase his. Trust me, he's stepping on a landmine. He thinks he's tightening the noose around her neck, but he's really tightening the noose around his own goddamn neck.
True.
So you keep your spirit up and bright. You speak the truth and speak out. And everywhere across the land, every black person needs to be reintroduced to Asada Shakur, reintroduced to the Black Panther Party. They need to know why it had to be a BLA. Why it had to be a Panther Party? Why did somebody have to shoot back? Why did somebody, instead of saying we shall overcome, they start singing we shall in self-defense overrun?
That's right.
This is a teaching opportunity at minimum. At minimum, it's a teaching opportunity. When they put their face all over the screen, they reintroduce a whole new generation to the Panther. When they put a picture all over the news, we can reintroduce a new generation to our teaching. So this is a gift in the hands of our movement if we don't act like fools and destroy it. Because at many times, this nationalist, pan-Africanist, Black Panther, New African community has been all far too divided.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to make my moves, and I'm going to put my black hand out. And if I get a warm hand and a warm embrace back from another brother or sister in the movement or whatever it is, the Move movement, the RNA, the X-Tapper movement, if I can get a warm embrace back, then I'll give a warm embrace. So I'll give a warm embrace, and I want one back. And we'll see what we can do. All right? So keep your spirit up and use it, my sister.
As a teaching
opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. Thank you.
Teach our babies who the true terrorist is. Teach them his history of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I teach my daughter who the real terrorist is every day.
Every day. Every day.
She reminds me who the real terrorist is and what should be done with the real terrorist. Hello?
I'm here.
Keep up the good work.
All right. So we got one more point. Love you, sister. My honor you. Thank
you. Love you, too. Power to the people.
I'm going to take one more call and I'm going to get off.
Okay, sister. Power to the people. Thank you for that call. Last call here. Your area code is 602-571. 602-571. You're on live with Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the National Chairman of the New Black Panther Party. Give us your question, your comment on Sister Asada Shakur and a $2 million bounty the FBI plots. Black Power, welcome to the show.
Black Power, Assalamu Alaikum. This is Sister Camille Shabazz.
Black Power, Assalamu Alaikum.
Black Power. I'm just calling in to let you know that I feel black consciousness is on the rise for all of us and that God is protecting Sister Shakur and nothing will happen to her. And this is a teaching moment for us to teach our young people what it is to fight, what it is to fight the enemy.
Yes, ma'am. I agree, mm-hmm. Sister Camilla. How are you?
I'm fine. I mean, your support is right there. It's our time to educate our young people about what life and the real terror is all about.
And you know what? So what's one thing that's beautiful also, and I'm glad that you raised the question, is not only a teaching moment, but it's a teaching moment about the role of women in struggle.
Yes.
And it's a teaching moment for when you read the United States educational system books, the middle school books, the high school books, the grade school books, when they teach of our history, they only teach of it from a civil rights perspective and not even from a movement, not even really from a movement perspective. They teach it from a watered-down, whitewashed perspective that the whole movement in the 60s was just about black people wanting to be accepted by white people, which is a total distortion of the history. And so many people don't even know that there were women freedom fighters in the movement.
Right.
Many people don't know. They may think that our youth and our children and even college students have been taught only about Martin Luther King and a little bit of distortion about Malcolm X and maybe a flash and a dash of the original Panther Party, but they have not been taught. So this is a teaching moment about women in the struggle and why there were women who were freedom fighters and who were soldiers and who joined militant movements and why they joined and what were their roles. All of this is important.
And don't forget about the riots. They were burning down Los Angeles, New York, Chicago.
Oh, all of that's, you know, that's all that kind of stuff. Those are our key moments. We should have national holiday for the beginning of the Watts riot. It should be a Watts rebellion, so-called riot. It should be a national holiday. Detroit rebellion, Newark rebellion. These should all be national holidays and spoken of well in our households. And so you know what you're going to do, sister.
Right, and we got to let them remember, power is with the people. Power is with the people.
Well, let the enemy continue to do what he's going to do because he's going to end up starting a movement. Remember, they plan and God plans, and God is the best of planners. They keep attacking, they're going to reignite the very movement they're trying to crush. You see, the very thing that the Quran says that they're trying to prevent, they're going to cause.
Right, to unite, to black consciousness to unite all over the world.
We're on the right path. I'm sure we'll be seeing each other soon. We have the world to travel into, my sister. So may Allah bless you, and we'll be talking soon. We are with you. Okay. We love you, okay?
Okay, be strong and keep on fighting for the people. May God bless the black power.
Ain't no doubt about it. Black power to you. Last call, Sean, and I'm out.
That's the last call, sir.
Okay, we out. May Allah bless you. Black power to you all. East Walethu, free the land. We got a lot to do. And next week we'll have our guest on, Brother Taco Wolverine Shakur, General Taco, and Kiri Kimura Arim Shabazz, the talented brother out of France and the French-speaking world in Senegal. Our comrade, our brother Kimura Shabazz, and his new book, Supra Negritude, will be out next week. But in the meanwhile, and all the while, hands off Asada Shakur, black power, and all power to the people.
Brothers and sisters, this has been Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the national chairman of the New Black Panther Party, issuing the call for unity and hands off of our sister Asada Shakur to join the Black Power movement and to help develop the New Black Panther Party, as some of you expressed interest in. Text the number 502-758-7785. Again, that's 502-758-7785 to solidify the movement in your area and to build a Black United Front. I'm your host, Sean Saddam Kweli, thanking you for another power-packed edition of Black Power Radio. And join us this Wednesday again, maybe at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, for another edition as we bring it right black to you the way it should be. It's black power for black people. It's all power to the people. And remember, if black people are not free, there's nobody that's free. Black power.
They say the revolution won't be televised. I guess that's why the world turned and paused and mourned when Tupac and Malcolm died. All my bloods and thugs and Harlem Nights. Keep reading, keep writing, keep fighting for our queens. Fools, pawns, trading kings, lie for temporary cars and charms. I'm the son of Nat Turner, the godson of Nikki Giovanni, nephew of Asada Shakur, second son of Afeni Shakur. So you know the pride of the Panthers in me. Marcus Garvey's red, black, and green is in me. Fools getting shot down, locked up for material living. This is all genocide. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children.